From Washington, this is VOA News. Search to resume Monday for missing Air Asia jet with 162 on board. NATO wraps up combat mission in Afghanistan. I'm Ray Kugel reporting from Washington. The search for a missing Air Asia plane with 162 people aboard is set to resume full force on the Java Sea at daybreak Monday, after rescuers scaled back efforts overnight. Indonesian vessels remained in the search area. Air search flights were suspended until dawn. VOA's Steve Herman reports.
Indonesia Air Asia Flight 8501 departed Surabaya in Indonesia for Singapore's Changi Airport on what should have been a routine 2-hour and 15-minute flight over the Java Sea. The Director General of Aviation for Indonesia's Transportation Ministry, Joko Admojo, told reporters that the last transmission from a crew member on the Airbus A320 came at 6:12 a.m. local time. He says the pilot stated that he was trying to avoid clouds and was moving left of the intended route and requested permission to climb. 6 minutes later, the plane disappeared from radar. The low-cost AirAsia family of airlines has had no fatalities since beginning operations 18 years ago. Steve Herman, VOA News, Bangkok.
The Airbus had 149 Indonesian passengers on board, along with 3 South Koreans and 1 person each from Singapore, Malaysia, and Britain. The Italian Coast Guard says at least 1 person has died while attempting to escape a burning car ferry off the Greek island of Corfu. Coast Guard officials say they have recovered the body, which is being transported by Italian rescuers to Italy. Hundreds of passengers remain trapped on the vessel as Greek and Italian helicopters attempt to reach the stricken ferry in a rescue effort hampered by gale-force winds and high seas. The fire broke out on the car deck of the Italian-flagged Norman Atlantic, traveling from the western Greek port of Patras to the Italian port of Ancona. This is VOA News. Rescuers in Malaysia are struggling to reach thousands of people affected by the country's worst flooding in 3 decades to deliver food and medical aid. 5 people have been killed and more than 160,000 people displaced by the rising waters that affected at least 8 states. Malaysian Prime Minister Najib Razak announced $143 million in aid for the hardest-hit regions. Malaysian forecasters say the heavy rains will continue for the next few days, spreading to previously unaffected southern states. Snow and ice in the French Alps have stranded 15,000 vehicles, snarling holiday traffic to and from ski resorts. The government is asking drivers to exercise the utmost caution and avoid travel if possible. One man died when his vehicle slid into a ravine. The NATO-led military alliance in Afghanistan formally ended its 13-year-long combat mission Sunday. A relatively undertrained Afghan National Security Force is now left to fight the deadly Taliban insurgency largely on its own. IS Ghul reports.
Commander General John Campbell rolled up the green and white ISAF flag and unfolded the flag of a new so-called Resolute Support mission.
Today marks an end of an era and the beginning of a new one. Resolute Support will serve as a bedrock of our enduring partnership with Afghanistan.
NATO's Resolute Support mission will consist of around 13,000 mostly American personnel that will continue advising, assisting, and training Afghan national security forces in their fight against the Taliban. New Afghan President Ashraf Ghani has called on the Taliban and its allies to engage in peace talks with his National Unity government. Ayaz Gul for VOA News, Islamabad.
Syria's government says it is willing to meet the country's opposition in Moscow to seek an end to the almost 4-year civil war. The foreign ministry says it is ready to participate in a preliminary and consultative meeting in Russia to find a solution to the crisis. However, obstacles remain in finding a path to peace. The militant Islamic State group that controls a third of Syria has not been part of any initiative to end the fighting. Other opposition groups are not unified in their response to the prospect of meeting with Syrian officials in Moscow. The Turkish gunman who tried unsuccessfully to assassinate Pope John Paul in 1981 made a surprise visit to the Vatican. Mehmet Ali Aga was seen meditating at the late Pope's tomb before leaving flowers on Saturday. Following the shooting, he was forgiven by John Paul, who also interceded to gain his release from prison in 2000. John Paul died in 2005. I'm Ray Kugel in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.